This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. We're so blessed to have you with us this afternoon. And yes, we are almost in the middle of the year again. Can you believe it? Is just time just flies. I think the Lord is accelerating some great things happening, and we are just so thrilled to have a very special guest in the studio with us this afternoon. His name is Willem Lehrantzi. He's the CEO of ExecuDrive, and really is an amazing, successful businessman, and he uses kingdom principles and faith in the marketplace. And they're an international and national company that have limousines and transport for the celebrities and the famous and high profile people in this country, but fully grounded in the word. And I'm so excited to have him in the studio with us this afternoon, because we don't merge our business with God. It's always compartmentalizing, especially our men in church and in the body of Christ don't know how to put the two together. And it works very successfully if you stay on the path that God has purposed and planned for your business. So Willem, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Renette. It's absolutely a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, we are going to take a quick music break, because I can't wait to get into this topic, because I think it's going to be very profound and powerful and very informative. So enjoy this track with us, and we'll join you shortly. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. And we have got a very special guest in the studio this afternoon with us. He's a very successful businessman, and he is CEO Willem Lehrantzi of ExecuDrive, and they have a beautiful transport services that they service. So the greatest guys, the celebrities, high-profile people in the country. But he's going to come and share with us how he uses his faith and how he uses kingdom principles in their business very successfully. So thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. So, Willem, my main question is, how do you do in the secular world, in the business that you are? I'm sure you see a lot of things happening. You have to have great conversations. And how do you stay grounded in the word and run a successful business with being a Christian today?
Renette and listeners, it's always a challenge. Every day, we work with various people around the globe, visit South Africa. And I learned the hard way, the very, very hard way. If you don't put your trust and faith in God, you suffer at the end of the day. And you need to stay grounded. You need to stay humble and build it from there. It's easy to build a successful business without the principles of God. I don't think that is so difficult. But it's challenging when it comes to a businessman that want to do it honestly, especially in these days where we live in now, but it's so rewarding. And don't think that God don't reward his children and the people that sow into his kingdom. He want us to prosper. He want us to make money. That's why I put us in business. We all can't stand on a pulpit every day. My pulpit is my business.
That's correct.
And I need to make sure that the people that work for me is on the same platform.
Exactly.
I can't have people from various, with all respect now, various religions and see the world different that I see it. We need to stay focused what we do, and that the glory is first to God. And that's what I say to my staff as well. Every day, we need to stay focused and grounded so that we can be rewarded only by God at the end of the day.
That is really good news to know, because at the end of the day, you know, you are a transport company. You're transporting all kinds of people, but your car, your vehicle is your ministry. Absolutely. It is representing you and representing God at the end of the day. And that is where it's so solid and sound for me, because at the end of the day, it has to transfer to your people that you are transporting, whatever you're representing at the end of the day. So you can't be compromised in any way, neither your drivers or your staff in any way. So, but you also need to be grounded and solid in the word. So how do you navigate that? How does your training go? How does your drivers operate in when they are having to go different places and having to drive these people to where they've paid for? So for me, these are the questions I'd love to know. That's personal questions. I'm sorry that I'm asking them,
but
I do think it's necessary, you know, to say, what do you do in the world with the business that you have?
Well, firstly, the fruit is in the trees, must be in us.
That's correct.
So we don't have to sit in the car and start a conversation that you're a Christian and that God is everything in our life. They must see it. We're not there to entertain the gospel in the car with the clients. We need to be quiet. Especially, how can I say it?
There are regulations in the business.
Yes, of course. You can't have a minister or a celebrity in a car and say, open the door politely and then say, listen, firstly, I want to ask if you're a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you can't get in our cars. That's not the message.
No.
You must be professional at all times. Doesn't matter what their religion is. Doesn't matter what they believe in. But at the end of the day, when they close the door behind them in the hotel where they've been tonight, or when they come out in the morning back to our car, they must know there's something different. It's how we treat them, politely. You don't have to force your beliefs down their throat. But they will see here's something different. Our drivers are neat. We're on time. We need to do those things that they know. There's a difference. On time, cars are clean, drivers are polite, well-dressed, well-trained. At the end of the day, that's principles of God as well. We need to be different from the world.
Yes. And you are the light. And they're going to see it. You don't have to be in, they just have to be in your presence. Then they're in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And there must be a peace that comes on them that they don't even realize is there because of their drivers. I'm just going to talk about public transport. Many of my Uber drivers, because I Uber when I'm here in Cape Town, I immediately can sense if this is a believing driver, and I immediately feel safe and peaceful. And we don't, I mean, I don't always minister, but I sometimes, when I say thank you, I feel safe because he's either playing gospel music or whatever. But it makes a difference. He has a presence on him, and then I feel secure.
Absolutely.
And peaceful. So that is so important for them to understand their position as the driver, also as part of the ministry. And so just give me do you people, I'm just asking this as well as a question. So are you selective on the people that you drive, or is it just you open for business? Because we need to be there out for the world anyway. We have to be there as well for the world.
We cater for a very niche market, a very small portion of the market, and it's a very, very VIP.
Yes.
This is now from presidential down to ministers and high-end A-listers in music and celebrities.
Yes.
We don't cater, with all respect, the average market.
I gathered that. Yes.
Or taxis like that.
Yes, I gathered that.
We started there many years ago, and then we found out, where do we want to go with the business.
That's correct.
So and we establish the niche market where we're in at the moment. So I can't say we can have only selected few people that is Christians in our vehicles. So all across the board we need to take in. But it's how we treat them.
That's correct. That makes a difference.
Absolutely
key.
Key in our business. And it doesn't go just about the money that they spend, the experience what they have with us.
That they can take home. That's correct. And there's a relationship that builds eventually.
Yeah, well, that's the most important thing for me at the moment, is a personal relationship with our clients. And we do see it all the time. And I don't want to knock nobody
else. No, that you just, but that's your aim, is to become the provider. Yeah, provider, the service provider for the people, so that there's a relationship.
Yes.
And that is key. And and that is where it's other conversations that can end up having eventually.
God, people must be reliable. That is where a lot of things go wrong. And people say they're Christians, but they don't live up to it. This is where the challenge comes.
Yes, I want you to share that, because these are things that are very important about the kingdom principles. How are we operating in in business?
That is very important, Renee, that you, if you got your rules, that you can't take shortcuts. Even if you're in a difficult situation and you need to make a plan, you can make a plan so quickly out of the flesh and say, listen, let's take a shortcut quickly here, or compromise quickly here, because the situation is like this now. The minute when you do that, you will know tomorrow something else happened because you were not honest or on time or whatever, because you compromised. We can't compromise if we stick to the rules of what God laid out to us. And we say we stand for this. This is our vision. This is our mission. Then you need to stick to it. You can't chop and change every day. You can't do it. You need to adhere to what God wants you to do.
Exactly. So, but we're going to take a music break now, because I can't believe time flies this way when you're speaking about the word and all that. But we're going to join Willem straight after this music break we're going to have now. Enjoy it, and we will meet you straight after this. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. We are so privileged to have Willem Lekhansi in the studio with us. He's a successful CEO of ExecuDrive, and they are a very niche service provider for very high profile people, A-listers, internationally and nationally, and it is very important to hear how they have to navigate their principles, their kingdom principles, and how he applies it with his drivers as well as his business, that they give God's excellent service to the people that they transport. So, Willem, you know, just give us the principles that you're abiding by, and how are you applying that in the business? And what would you suggest for people out there in the business? How do you navigate your personal life, your business, as well as to your guests that are your clients that are riding with you?
Well, I can tell you this much, Renette. I've got a full day every day. I'm nearly 70.
Don't look it, but great.
But I've got such a passion for my business. And I think God put that passion in my heart, is to serve. And I'm going to do a little bit Afrikaans and English now.
Please go ahead. Feel comfortable.
For me, passion is a very important thing. God het passion vir ons as mens. Hy het ons lief. He gave his only son 100%. And what we need to do is to give everything back that we own on this earth back to his glory. But it's all about the balance of life. And ek glo daaraan is to lead by example with my staff. Ek kan nie verwag my personeel moet 'n hoë standaard handhaaf. But I am the mockingbird down here. I don't work with him. Ek weet wat het is om soggens 4 uur op te staan. Ek weet wat het is om Vrydag aande wanneer almal by die braai sit en gesels families om laat aande uit te wees. My besigheid nie tyd nie. It's 24/7
available.
And time wise the celebrities they don't have watches.
But they're living life.
Ja, maar die goeie ding is dit. Ek moet by my mense wees.
Dis reg.
Ek moet altyd saam met hulle wees om te kyk en check and balances that we still continue what God asked us to do. On time and see that our work is good. Going back to our family life now. Waar los het vir jou as 'n pa, as 'n man in jou huishouding? Jy kan nie goed wees by jou werk en jy is nie by die omgewing van jou familie geanker nie. Dit is baie belangrik om daardie elemente van jou besigheid te kan onderskei. Waar lê jy nie in die geestelike wêreld, in jou besigheid, in jou huishouding en met jou samelewing, jou vriende en familie wat aan die ander kant is. Jy kan nie 'n 50% hier hê en 'n 60% daar nie. Jy moet level hê dit wees as jy binne God se raamwerk moet wees. Ek het baie toetse gedopperinheid en ons kan daaroor praat.
Ja, give us a few challenges that you've had. Not necessarily specifics, but just the challenges and the result and outcome of it.
Is,
and then obviously the rewards we're going to chat about.
Daar is geen besigheid van dag 1 af wat jou net 'n reward nie.
Nee.
God sit ons deur bepaalde moeilike transaksies om ons te leer wat is vertroue in geloof en hoop in hom. Ek het absoluut, I had to start from the bottom. When I started this business many years ago, I didn't know what I'm really doing. What God promised me, He promised me, Willem, I will give you a small piece of land that you need to cultivate. I didn't understand what is the meaning of that. And today I do understand. If God gives you a promise, you need to put all your effort in to make that promise come true and good. You can't expect God to do everything for you. You need to work hard. You need to break the ground. You need to sweat. You need to put the seed in the ground. Renet, daar is soveel goed wat 'n mens moet doen aan die einde van die dag om suksesvol te wees. Sukses is nie net geld nie. A lot of people think if you got money, you're successful. It's so far from the truth. It's a smaller detail in the painting of God that will make that successful. And if you want to claim the glory that you are smart, that's a first fail that there is. I need to get up early in the morning and sit in front of God. Ask Him what was happening in the next week or two. There's a lot of challenges.
Of course.
And there's a lot of things that hurt and bribes, corruption. I can tell you, it's on my table. Basically, every day you need to fight these things. We work with people that come to South Africa and they want luxury cars and they want this and they want that. And they said, sir, what is there in for me?
Sure.
And what do you say? There's nothing in for you, my friend. I'm going to give you the best service.
And that should be enough.
That should be enough. But now that is a guy between the top guy.
The middleman.
He's a middleman.
He wants his cut.
Now at the end of the day.
And he cuts your throat at the end of the day.
You can't do it, Renee. You can't do it.
No, it's not supposed to be like that.
That's why I say the challenges is out there. And the only thing that carry us through is the grace of God. But you need to keep your hand in his hand, and you need to be level-headed, otherwise your reputation is gone
in a moment.
Yeah, and so the word of God, so the reputation of God, because they know you're a Christian. They know what you stand for. And at the end of the day, that thing comes as a bad egg back to you. So, no chances. If you can sort that out in your life somewhat quickly, and you say, listen, I'm not in for a quick buck. I want to serve my God. I want to serve my people that work for me. I want to serve my family. I'm there as a steward.
What you've been given and trusted with.
There's no other way, Renee. You need to be focused all the time in this game.
Amen. Amen. That is so good to hear, because I had a friend who walked away from a 3 million rand job because she knew that she's stepping into a portal that she knows that she's not going to be able to return from. And that is where we need to understand how firm we have to stand, and are we prepared to sacrifice our what looks good, but it's not good for us. So, you know, that has probably been one of your challenges. But also just give us, share maybe a nice testimony of a reward, you know, just a case scenario.
Well, that I can give you now.
Tell me.
Everybody know about COVID.
Yes.
And everybody knew.
Yes, that is why I wanted to ask you what happened in COVID.
Right. COVID, when President mentioned or say, listen, the 5th of March, 2020, it's lockdown. I was on holiday, and that Sunday evening literally is like a big tap that was closing in my business.
Yes.
So, and we thought it might be 3 weeks, 6 weeks, maybe a month. I said, okay, to my wife, look, we will carry through. We will be okay. And but literally it's like a tap that you close. No flow of business, nothing. It stopped. And then even the people that still owed us money, they didn't pay because they're waiting for their money, because they're
holding on to their money.
Exactly.
Because they don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly. It's a long chain of excuses. One is this. And eventually it became 2 years. 2 years of a complete dry season in my business. Cars are parked. I tried to help all my drivers or my top
to carry
people,
through.
Carry through. And we burned cash, pension money at that time.
What?
So.
Wow.
So I said to my wife, we wanted to retire.
Amazing.
We're in 60, now you're burning all that money out. And it's not a 50 or 100,000, you're starting to work into the hundreds of thousands. Eventually it becomes millions. Because you still sit with all your insurance, your cars. What do you do?
You can't. Because you don't know when this is going to end.
Exactly. So you hope every time next month, maybe next month. So 2 years down the road, me and my wife got in our car. I said, let's drive to the sea. That is in February 2022. The 4th of February. I was a little bit down and out. And I said to my wife, we burned so much cash. I don't know what to do. I can't carry on for another 6 months like this. It's really painful. And you ask God, please, you must show me now what is a true version. I can't make mistakes. I can't go on my own. Please show me what I need to do next. Renee, 10 to 12 Friday afternoon, it's crystal clear in my mind. It's burned a mark in my heart. 10 to 12, 4th February 22, I got a call. And it's an ambassador of a country calling me. He said, Willem, we need cars by Friday. I said, which Friday? He said, today. I said, ambassador, you call me 10 to 12 now, by how late? They said to me, 6 o'clock this afternoon. I said, how many? They said, what we always take, and that's 24 vehicles. I'm sitting down in Cape Town. I didn't see a lot of my drivers up in Johannesburg. They want the cars up there. 6 o'clock late afternoon on a Friday. I don't have any VIP cars here, None. All my cars was down in Cape Town. And I said, Ambassador, I'll call you back now. My mouth was dry. I said to my wife, we wanted to come and pray now. And what must I tell the guy? I don't know if we even have enough startup capital. I called him back. My wife said, if God give you the work, he will provide. And I was a little bit in doubt. I said, Ola, we need, and that's my wife, I call her Ola. I said, Ola, we need capital, not 10,000 or 20. We need lots of money because I need to go and rent vehicles. I don't even know where from.
You have to think on your feet now.
Yeah, yeah. So if you make a mistake, your reputation is gone. So you need either to say no or trust in God. There's nothing in between. My wife said to me, God give you the chance and the opportunity. He won't let you down. Take it. I called the ambassador. I said, Ambassador, I won't be 6 o'clock there. I might be 8 o'clock there, but I will task my people and get it going. I called my team leader. I said, listen, this is a challenge. He said, he called me Oom Willem. He said, Oom Willem, los it for me. Let me come back to you in an hour. I'm going to take the short version here now. 6 o'clock that afternoon, not a word of a lie, all the cars are there. All the people that was good for me in the past, because they know me.
They trusted you.
Renee, they didn't even ask for a deposit. They rental just company said to me, Willem, welcome back. How many cars do you want? What can we do? My drivers, wherever they were at that point in time to earn some bread and butter, they just left. They came running and come and help. 8 o'clock that night, my drivers and the cars were parked in front of the VIP lounge at O.R. Tambo.
Praise the Lord.
Now, this is now the other miracle. I've been through a tough time. So I asked the ambassador, how long will this take? He said, Willem, roughly 10 days. Now you're running.
Now you've got to run it and finance it.
Yeah, your running expenses on these cars is petrol, your staff, it's lots of money. So the next question I asked him, when can we add a deposit? He said, maybe in 5 days or so. So immediately I'm starting doing calculations and I won't make it. So I called my sister. She's got R100 and my brother got R10.
Yes.
And everybody just gave me a few rand to cover the petrol.
Yes.
Deposit came in. Cash is ready. We sorted out. That Friday, he asked me, can we extend another 10 days?
My goodness.
Renee, end of the day, it was 8 months. 8 months.
For 8 months.
What we lost during COVID, God gave back multiplied in 8 months plus.
Praise the Lord.
But you need to stay focused and trust Him and trust Him. You need to go into the deep, deep, deep water with your faith.
And you know it can only be Him.
Yeah. So that break broke everything, all the records in my life. And it put me back onto a new level of business, new level of faith, new level of testimony. So people mustn't underestimate.
Yes, and limit him.
No, you can't. There's no way in such a short span that any person can rectify or make it better in his own life. No ways.
On his own terms.
He can't.
No,
he can't.
In flesh.
It's only God. And I can tell, I don't want to go into fine detail about the amount of money.
No, that's not necessary.
But
the testimony
but
is
the story
beyond.
Is, trust in God even in your difficult, difficult time.
Into that last lap that you're in.
Even if you got one penny in your hand, you need to trust God. My wife can witness it. My family can witness it.
Yes. That's why I've got you on my program right now, because of testimonies. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I just want to reiterate what you shared now, because we are so quick to want to give up and our faith gets stretched. I don't call it stress. I call it stretch. God stretches us to that loss to see if you will that you will trust him until the 11th hour. But what amazes me is what preceded you was your reputation, your trustworthiness, your reputation of operating in full righteousness, that in a blink of an eye, somebody knew that they can trust you in these times, and that you'll be good on your word. And that is where we don't realize when the tough gets going, that your reputation comes up, and God honors that journey that you've taken, looking after your staff, looking after your business to the best of your ability, that you gave up. You sacrificed and sowed seed into your future. And that is where we people don't understand, is we want to cut staff. We want to cut business. We don't want to pay people. We don't want to pay our service providers and think that God is not watching. He is watching. He's watching what you are doing. In that time of struggle, are you still honorable? Are you still trustworthy? Are you still a man of your word? Wow, I'm so excited with this word. Excuse me. And we're going to take a break quickly. Not necessary, but we need to take a music break. It pays the bills. And we will chat to you straight after this again with Willem. And he's going to come and share some more exciting wisdom and knowledge of how you can navigate your business in the toughest times. Enjoy. Thank you for being with us this afternoon, and we are so excited. I'm just like smiling away. I hope you enjoyed that track. And if you've just joined us, I have Willem Lechansi in the studio with us, just sharing remarkable testimonies of just being an honorable man, honorable businessman in tough times. That this is where you need to pull out all the stops that you can to be trustworthy, to be honorable, and at the same time, God is watching, and then he comes through and gives you a breakthrough like never before. So please stay tuned with us as Willem shares a little bit more about his testimonies of rewarding, of being an honorable, kingdom-principled businessman. And he is the CEO of ExecuDrive, and he has high profile clients, and it is really interesting to hear the kind of business that he does with celebrities and that, but how he stays grounded in his faith with his staff and his business, and he has a good balance in his business life as well as his family life. So just share with us now some more golden nuggets that you've got to share. I'm so inspired. You've actually just given me personally a little bit of a faith shift for something that's going on with me. And so I know that's encouraging others out there as well. So just tell us some more things that we could possibly hold on to in God's trusting him and not limiting him in our tough times.
Renee, life is ever changing. You can just switch on the TV, see on social media. The world is negative. Everybody is negative.
And we're overwhelmed by fear.
A lot of things. And I must say, to be in charge of a business, family life, your loved ones around you, they're all vulnerable. And suddenly you ask yourself a lot of questions. You need to be strong and focused. En partykeer as jy so by die huis sit en dink, wow, wat is besig om uit te speel in die wêreld? Dan besef ons net, ons moet aan God vashou. Waar begin ons met ons geloof? Almal is nie op dieselfde vlak, op dieselfde tyd nie. Party mense begin nou eers to trust in God. Some got a history of it. But what do the people do that is the babies in faith.
Mm.
What does God tell them? How do they get to that point that they can say, listen, I'm strong enough to trust God. I know He will come through. But it's that first step. It's important. En ek wil my net terugvat 'n klomp jare terug. My oorlede ma het nog geleef. En
beautiful lady, I knew
ja,
her.
Ja, en was hy het swaar gekry. En ek en sy stap so eendag deur die winkel. En ek weet, sy kort 'n paar goedjies binne in die huis en persoonlike dinge. En as het ma, sy sê, no, I just want this and I just want that. But I knew, she lacked a lot of things. And I said, ma, here's a trolley. I'll walk with you.
Mm.
Just put in what you need. Let me spoil you today a little bit. But knowing in my heart, I need to fund another project in the next week.
Mm.
That was my early days. And my mother said, okay, let's go. And I pushed the trolley and she put in. And I thought to myself, ma, it wouldn't mean that much. But anyway, eventually, we got to the till and I took her for a nice coffee. And when the thing bleeped on my phone, I said, my limits are low now. In a few days, I need to start a new project. Renee, the previous day, I sat in front of God. I said, God, I need miracles in my life. And I was a young believer in my business. He said, Willem, I will prove myself to you. You must just obey what I ask you to do. Lo and behold, it was not 10 minutes later. A client paid a deposit up front.
Thank you, Jesus.
And just after that, another job came in. Wat baie keer moet 'n ou net die kans vat om in die vlak water in te stap. So that the sea can open up for you. If you don't do that first step, you need to do it and trust God. And then stand still that He can open the water for you. Sometimes He's taking me so deep in. I thought, Father, it was around my ankles, then around my knees.
Mm.
Now I'm drifting in the water. What are you learning me? He said, I learn you om, wat is die Engelse woord? Om deursettingsvermoë te hê. You need to have that.
That long suffering.
Yeah, you need that. So that you can help others that is in their baby shoes. That they can trust that you've been through the same thing. You can take them by the hand and say, listen, my friend, I've been through that. Without money, without any future, without any hopes. I had sometimes to swim, but God walk on the water. We need to venture into the river. We need to venture into the waters so that we can see Him coming from the water, out of the water, walk on the water and take us by the hand.
Amen.
So that is important and that learned me such a lot. Endurance. That is the word I was looking for.
Yes, endurance.
You need to have endurance in faith, Renee.
Yes.
Without that, God don't have an army.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. This is the times where we need to lock shields and we need to learn from those that have been down this road.
Yeah.
And, you know, we cannot be in rebellion. We cannot be pie in the sky. We need to trust the Lord in the process.
In everything.
And He says, I have a purpose and a plan. And we forget that we always think we're just the purpose, but we need to stick to the plan and we need to wait for Him to give us the plan.
Mm.
Because we can take a long, like the Israelites did, take a lot of detours. And I think we do a lot of things in flesh and out of our fears. I think a lot of us make bad decisions out of fear. Or we don't listen or we don't give Him a chance. And or we give up before we've even given Him a chance.
Yeah.
And that is what I think you're teaching me is that endurance. Teaching us now is about push through. Push through because He is in it always for us to win it.
Yeah.
And praise the Lord for that. And so just give us a few nuggets now. I was going to take a break. I don't think I want to lose the momentum now. I think we're going to just push through to the end of the program, because this is vital. What we're sharing now is how do we represent ourselves for the new believer, the new Christian, if we are walking around bent and buckled and all messed up and battered and bruised. We need to push through and know that we will not be run over by the flows of the rivers.
The first
or
thing
the
that
seas.
Came to mind now is surround you with positive people.
There we are. You said
Renee,
it.
It is so important, because life is all about negativity now.
Yes.
Get yourself anchored in God and get a partner, a prayer partner, somebody that you can trust, and surround you with people that is positive about life, that got an energy that can help and guide you. It's so easy to partner up with people that it's negative, and you all go and sit in a hookie and cry about all the negative and bad things in life. And before you know,
you're worn out and exhausted.
Your vision and what God planned for you is out by the door. I don't want to go to that corner. I've been in that corner. To get out of that corner is very difficult. So if there's a person in that dark corner, the first thing that he must find is that somebody take
that
somebody's
can guide
hand,
him out.
Can guide him out, put it before God, and never ever look back. Soos Lot se vrou.
Yes.
Moenie terugkyk nie. Moenie terugkyk na daai goed nie. Wees gefokus, stay focused. God won't lead you down a wrong path. You will never do it.
He'll always redirect, even if you've made a mistake.
But then it's the story is, you need to come to God and to come clean.
Yes, and be honest.
And say, listen, I messed up.
Yes.
Say sorry to your family or whoever you've been wrong to. Go and make it right. And say, listen, I sorted this out. How can I rectify it? What can I do? And then go back to God and say, give me the courage, give me the plan so that I can get rid of this history of my life and focus on a new life. God wants us to succeed. Money is not always the measure of success. It's the achievement, the road that you traveled, the relationship with God, the relationship with your wife, your family. And don't underestimate the power that God visit in your wife.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Renee, that's where a lot of businessmen, a lot of husbands go wrong. They want to do their own thing. Sit down with your family. Sit down with your wife. Make her your prayer partner. Trust her with everything in your life. I made a long mistake and said, I'm the man of the family. I need to do this. Blah, 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 blah. The end of the day, she is there for a reason. Not to give you just a family or babies. She's there. She's sensitive. God put it in her.
And she's your partner. She's been brought into your life as a partner to come and help you, as a
wife,
helper.
Yeah, my wife could have told me that day when that ambassador said, Willem, I don't think we can do it. How are you going to do it? If she asked me that.
She could have doubted. No,
yeah,
she saw the light.
Yeah, so she said to me, Willem, we've got no funds. I don't think it's too big. We would have missed the opportunity.
Amen.
And
sure.
We can't take it. We must be focused in your family first, your prayer partner, with God, the rest will follow.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for sharing this amazing story. And not just that, it's just at the end is that we cannot limit the Lord.
Absolutely.
And we can trust Him and we can believe Him. His word is clear. He gives us wisdom and direction in everything that we do. So we just need to walk the road with Him and take His hand. I think I love that, and He will pull us out of it. And praise the Lord for your life, and thank you for being the honorable man that you are. May the Lord just continuously give you success And may you just have a great path with the Lord in the marketplace. I think you've got lots to share. And you know that the Lord can just continue to use you for His glory and for His kingdom. And may your business just be a great success from this day onwards.
Renee. Every day is such a great day for me to live because it's such
yes,
a
I
lot
see
of
it radiates out of you. I couldn't believe that you're 70. Can't believe it.
Yeah, not really, but I'm close. I'm on my way there.
No, we all are, aren't we? But I just want to thank you, family and friends, for being with us this afternoon. I hope you've been encouraged and excited. And yes, just go and do some introspection, retrospection, where you might have compromised in business. Maybe just get back on track and just know that the Lord is in it with you. We don't have to be fearful what's happening in the world. He has you. He has you as long as you stick to His purpose and His plan for you and your business. And we have got a nice business network on the 27th of May. Come and join us. It's at Coffee Therapy. It starts at our registration starts at 7:30 in the morning. And come and meet like-minded businessmen with and women, and come and enjoy the morning with a nice breakfast. It's 150 rand per person, and we've got an amazing guest speaker, Matsi Kolobe. She's got an incredible business of how she's worked faith in her business, and she's dealt with big clients like Standard Bank and those kind of things. So it's where she started with just trusting the Lord in everything that she started from scratch. And I'm so excited to have her on as our guest for the morning. And come and join us. And you're welcome to contact us, contact me, email me, and we'll send you all the details. We're going to be advertising, but I'm just upfront telling you so long. My name is Renette at capepulpit.co.za. You can email me at any time if you want to book a. It's very limited space, so get in there quickly. Our RSVP date is the 27th of May anyway, but you're welcome to contact us so long, and or contact us on 021-180-5744. And thank you for being with us again, Willem. I really enjoyed this program. And we will see you same time next week. And looking forward to having you join us again. And please stick to the rules and go and run to Jesus for help if you need any wisdom and guidance, and follow His word and keep to the law. And you will be so blessed if you stick to the rules, and love and care for your family always. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Enjoy. God bless you. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.